Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na kia ko Gurley Clark tēnei. Ka mutu tāku nei kai kōrero i John Tamahere, mōhio pāhia na pono, e tahi o koutou kia ia. Ari, ko tino roa e noho mai nei tāmaki makaura. Ka mutu, mātakitaki anau tēnei koroke na te mea e i tōna nei wahanga i aie tupuana, i aie mahi ana, ka tino mōhio ki wāna nei mahi. Nā no reira kia koutou i Wanganui muri whenua i te Taitokerau. Hakarongo mai kia māua i kōrero. Anna. Kia ora, John. How are you?
Kia ora, Angela. Good, good.
Yeah, good. Listen, I'm so interested in following you so much in what you do, how you do it, and you express quite freely and openly about your mind and your ideas about different areas and subjects. So I thought, oh, I couldn't wait and get hold of you this morning, and I'm wondering if I could talk about your proposal that you are thinking of joining the ranks of trying for the mayor of Auckland. So
yeah.
I'm really keen about you going through this, and I'm hoping a lot of the Māoris and the iwis and the people of Auckland will back you up for this. So what's your intentions of going into this?
Oh, well, firstly, on the Māori vote in Auckland, it's 10% if it turns out. Okay, so if you're going to win anything in this world, you got to reach across and build bridges into all the communities. But so I've got a very strong platform in the Māori space down here in Auckland anyway. But the issue with mayoralties up there as well as down here is Māori and poorer people have never been given a fair chance and opportunity around all the contracts, the procurement, and all the energy. It often goes to one side of town, and then they just move the economic capability to the few in the name of the many.
Mm.
So you will see it up there as much as we see it down here. So I got very angry with Phil Goff over his denial of our right to build more social houses. Our people, affordable houses down here are not affordable for us, because if you're earning under $80,000 per year, you've virtually been told, no, you'll go and be a renter.
Mm.
And then under the present system, speculators with big money are buying units and houses and then putting our people in. Then they have to go to MSD and get top-up supplementary money to pay. So the taxpayer is subsidising rich folk to make our people long-time renters. And where Goff was going by only allowing a third of all land owned by the ratepayer to be used for social housing, I don't accept that. And I don't accept his belief that by putting a lot of poor people together, you build a slum. Because I grew up in state housing areas. They weren't slums. They were good people trying hard. And if they got good teachers, if they got good doctors, good healthcare, they'd be as good as any community. It doesn't matter whether they're poor. What matters is, do they get the right services? And if they've got a lot of poor people living together, it doesn't matter whether they're all poor. What matters is, do they get quality services so their kids can get equality of opportunity? And so where Goff's going is to destroy equality of opportunity. And so you either sit back and watch that and just look after your own family, or you have to stand up against that, because it's having such a massive, terrible impact on particularly our people.
Oh, you're right. You're right there, John, because I've been noticing the population in New Zealand itself. There's so much different ethnics that's living here. And like you say, the Māori is left behind, and so is the Polynesian, you know, all in Auckland there. And it's quite sad that, you know, you've got a certain price before you can even buy a house. And like you have mentioned, the category of the majority of the people, it's getting 80,000 and above where they look at to buy a home or anywhere or build a home, you know, and it's quite sad. I experienced going over to Rarotonga just recently, and I found that, John, that they had this clause about over there, they don't give their land out. They withheld it within families, and I thought, my word, why didn't we have something like that with some of our Maori people and hold on to their land instead of selling them? And they only sell it because they're in dire straight need of money. But in saying that, I feel for Auckland, and I'm watching you with what you're doing, and I'm hoping that a lot of Maoris and a lot of other ethnics will back you up with that. So you got anything else to say about it?
Oh, no, it's just not about housing. It's
about anything.
It's about access. No, it's about access to contracts.
Yep.
It's about access to cadetships. It's about access to employment. It's the biggest, councils are the second biggest provider of stimulation and employment outside the New Zealand government. And it's not the private sector that's producing most of the jobs in New Zealand. It's local government and central government stimulation.
Yep.
And we've always been denied opportunity and access. And so unless we stand up, and more of our people have to put themselves up for local bodies, for school trusteeships. If we don't start to stand up, we'll continue to be walked over.
Yeah, well, it has been applied so many different organisations. It's happening, and we're trying to encourage our Maori people, even up here, to join any organisation that's happening. And like you say, it's the same in Auckland. So, you know, our Maori has to step up on the plate as well.
Yes.
So those are the avenues we have to work at. And I can see you're working hard at it, John. So anything else you want to express before we close
off? No, darling. No, kapai.
Yeah, kapai.
Okay, dear.
Okay, tēnā anō koe mō te kōrero ngā mai kia. Kia ora.